Jai Ram, I love your chanting element. You really go to Ram Loka, don't you? Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
What is that noise?
it's the dog chewing a bone.
Off your sound, then, please. Thank you. I know what dogs chewing bones are like. Mm-hmm. Turn off your sound, please. Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you at the end. End of satsang. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satya Sangha Ki Jai. When you're ready, you can raise your hands. I have some little point I'd like to make. Well, a little point. I don't know if you can measure that point, but it's a point. Might be as big as the solar system. Might be as little as the, who knows? Up to you. I'm finding out by observing that it's really and truly a time to learn to listen without having to take anything in as a yes or a no, just to listen. I'm finding these sides are so infectious on the planet. This side and that side and this family and that family and this friend and that friend and this neighbor and that neighbor. And how it's such an opportunity for just listening and engaging in your heart. That everything that is going on, we can center. I don't like the term center. I think it's, but I'm going to use it. Ugh. If we don't get this basic open neutrality and become very familiar with it and have a heart for everyone, whether you like them or not, you don't have to be their friend. You don't have to be their friend. You don't have to befriend anyone. And yet you can associate with people out of kindness and generosity and of heart, generosity of heart. And it just seems like now is a time to open. I don't even like the word open. I don't like all these kind of trendy terms. You'll never find them in the scripture. Be aware that all that you experience inside and out, self and what appears to be other, is the great dreaming of the mystery within us. And that these little areas where we just bicker and think and take this side over that side, and why not remain in the center and just bless everyone? May this be resolved. It is resolved in myself because I am not going to lean this way. And I'm not going to lean this way. Because, here we go to because again. I am transcending this earth plane I have learned. I looked up the words practice in Sanskrit the other day. I forget what it was. Maybe I have the note. Well, let me see what the word was. Because I wanted to see what in Sanskrit, the word or phrase, it doesn't have the Sanskrit word. I'll get that back to you. Maybe, you know, we never know. The word or phrase practice refers to customary way of operating or behavior. Customary. I've become accustomed to doing it like this. It's not set over there. It's not over there. It's not when I find the time. It's not when I'm going to have the meditation for a half hour and cut it short because a phone call came. It's not because I don't feel like it. It's customary way of operation or behavior. Or translating, I love this, or translating an idea into action. Systematic training by multiple repetitions or knowledge of how something is usually done or learned by repetition. So it's not over there, and it's not when I find the time, and it's now. And being as, I wait till the word arises. As long as you have been on this pathway, for lifetimes, my guru would say. It's time to put the idea into action. And I see it all around me. I'm seeing it day in and day out, that this is required. And it's a great fortune that this is required. It's a wonderful opportunity. I have one neighbor here, and I have one neighbor here, and they're in total disagreement, vehemently, which means a lot. And they're just good folks who think I'm right and that one's wrong. And you turn it around and then I'm right and that one's wrong. Where are you going to meet? And I've seen it in the Sangha as well. This and this and this and that and this and this and this and that. And I get it. I get it that people have differences. We do. And sometimes it's almost intolerable, the differences. That's a fact. And yet the solution is always to find the peace within yourself so that you can affect. And you will affect the world, whether you know it or not. I was considering Donnie again today. We were talking about Donnie a little bit. And I was telling to Madhu that in Lakota, in Hinduism, and in Buddhism, probably Zen, because, you know, I don't know. I don't know the little tiny particulars of Zen. But it is said that all of the fine actions that you put into the world in a state of love, sadhana, caring, awakening, but it is awakening. Coming to self nature and recognizing what is true in you. And every step along the Dharma path affects 14 generations in the future of your family, and 14 generations in what is called the past and what is called the future. And I saw that probably some of that had served Don, although he served himself. There's no doubt about it. But some of that may have served Don. That when you are as you truly are. The one, I'm not real fond of that number either, but it's indicative. The one, the inseparable one, which you always are and is always true with a capital T. And this is where you become familiar within and emanate peace and neutrality. Neutrality is love. Peace is bliss. And if I were to choose a side, what a dilemma I would be in. What do they call it? Drama. Is drama and dharma an anagram? Let me think. One has an H. It's time to step out of the drama. Well, I don't want all of that stuff. The owner of the whiteboard only allows sharing with users of the same. This is not what I want. Remove spotlight. How do we get rid of this? Okay, so I'm back. And let's take Ellen off and put Shanti Mai on as the speaker. Can we do that? Well, not on my computer. I'm not. So
shows from Muskerji that you are the only one that's appearing on the spotlight.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, Shri. I don't know why, but I'm not.
Sahara, can you give some?
Hold on for everybody, just for a minute. A big whiteboard came up, and I didn't press anything, so I don't know what that is. But let's go back. Oh, whiteboard is there. I don't want the whiteboard. Apps, reactions, share screen, security, video, notes, more. Yeah, I can't. It's asking me to sign in. So maybe that's what I have to do.
Shanti Mai, if you just reselect your the Zoom icon at the bottom of the screen, that'll bring the Zoom to the front, and that'll probably correct that.
I don't have a Zoom icon at the bottom of the screen. Mute. You know, this is really disturbing. I have mute, stop video, security, share screen, reactions, app, whiteboard notes, more. Look, I want to go on with satsang. I don't want to do this. I only have so much time with the people, so if I can't see... then what can I do?
Shri, as host, eliminate the ability to put up the whiteboard?
Well, it's not up right now. I'm going to come back. I'll see you later. I'll be back in 2 seconds. I'm going to re-sign in.
Sahar, just so you know that... Oh, yeah. Great. So we've eliminated the whiteboard. And I'm not sure host, what happened.
Host only.
I just eliminated it, so no one can do it. Not even hosts.
Okay.
Because Shanti Mai's co-host, so that wouldn't eliminate it. And let's keep it on. Shanti Mai's back in. Shashma's in the participant list, but I'm not sure if that's residual from before.
Shared their own screen.
Oh, somebody shared their screen?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do.
We can hear you, Shantimai. We can hear you, Shantimai. You're back on. If you turn on your video, we're back in.
I don't know how to turn on my video.
Send a request.
Okay, start my video.
There we go.
Well, you're still the one who's on my screen. Nevertheless, let's just begin. Yeah, I don't know why. What we could do is I could turn off my computer and start. There I am. Hi, Shantimai. Why these things happen. I'm going to repeat what Jesus said. It's just one of the greatest teachings in all of the world. Be in the world, but not of it. And my goodness, get your toes out of the confused waters of drama. And whoever you feel against for any reason, drop it into the great ocean of neutrality. You don't have to be anyone's friend, but, and you might. However, this is a time to transcend all of the small, childish ways of being. And when you see it in others, it reminds me of the story, It reminds me of the story of when I was living in the park in Pleasant Hill, Oregon. And I had, you know, I was so, I was questioning. And I saw many gurus around India. Not that they weren't great people. I didn't have any view on that. But they had a lot of money. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I just wondered, like, the ones that I had come to know had a dhoti and a langoti and a pair of sandals, and that was about it. Maharaji, he had no pockets. And I just wondered, like, what is it, you know? And I got so frustrated with it. I just, out in the park, I raised my hands many times to the heavens and said, what is this? And this is one of the times I said, why do these gurus need all of this money? And I got a booming answer immediately. I give everyone exactly what they need. I never asked the question again. Pretty much on anyone for any reason. So if someone is in a drama, are you going to join in? Do you really want to join in? Is that what you want to do? I would say to you, Natalia, I see your hand raised. We won't go into it, but one of these days, in answer to your letter, you're not going to care to get into these kind of stories, even a little. It was a little story, not a big story. But you won't. It'll be like, why should I care? one way or the other. Why should I bother with this? My heart is exalted for everyone that I am dedicated to. And when I am dedicated to it, it emerges as so. And it may take time. Oh, I don't feel it. Well, you don't have to feel it. Neutrality is a vast space where everything goes on as it does. So, and it's required because I was looking at Nityananda Maharaj the other day, one of the spiritual stars in my heaven. And his statement was, whatever happens is the will of God. I just thought, so good. Yum, 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 yum. Delicious. Thank you. But I'm already aware of that. But to hear him say it, to hear this magnificent, extraordinary soul put that in my awareness. Yes, again. I don't forget. And I don't have to feel it. Feel it. I have to feel it. Have to feel love. Have to feel it. Our feelings are important, but sometimes we can just become familiar with the peace within us that doesn't want harm coming to any side or anyone ever. And we hold our dignity and love for everyone, whether we like them or not, whether we agree with them or not. We don't have to agree with them. This is God's dreaming. And every creature within is inseparable from the Creator. Inseparable. Oh, but if I don't have a drama, what will I do with myself? I'll be so bored. Okay. Boredom. The necessity to be stimulated. Well, okay, I can see that I'm pretty, in my own picture here, I'm pretty fuzzy. But I don't mind being fuzzy as long as the message gets across. So let's look and see whose hands are up. Only two, Natalia and Kenchui. Kenchui, please.
Namaste, Guruji. Hello. Namaste.
How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. Thank you, Guruji. Yeah, it's just wonderful how you started off the satsang, actually, about open neutrality and loving people, even those whom you may not necessarily like. So I went out for lunch with this girlfriend of mine who's been to your satsang before, and she saw you in India a long time ago once as well. She doesn't come to satsang anymore so today we were talking about different things and then she said, I don't take to Shanti Mayi. I knew that anyway, that she has that feeling. But when she actually enunciated it, it kind of sounded different actually. So I said, oh yeah, I know you don't resonate with her. That's fine, you know. She said, I don't think I need a guru. I said, yeah, you probably don't need a guru anyway. So, and then I said, well, we can still be friends, you know. But as soon as I said that, I just felt like I wasn't very sincere, actually, with it. And I felt, I thought, oh, well, you don't really resonate with Shanti Mayi, so I can't really be friends with you anymore, really, as such, because I don't really enjoy being with you at times.
What does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything.
I know. But
well, yeah. How does a thing like that get picked up and projected over as important when it's not? And I'm very interested in this because I've heard it before. not only with me, just openly about people who are who have gone through the Dharma gate, let's put it that way. And excuse me. I would myself, speaking for myself, encourage everyone to participate in whatever it is that brings joy, wisdom, love in a very neutral way. Love, you step out of the meaning of love because it's undefinable, but it is inseparable. It love gives that view, that vision of inseparability. How is it that anyone could hold any that over anyone's head as not a good thing? That just amazes me, really. It's something that I don't understand. I could put a lot to it and say it's because of this, this, and this, and this. You know, when Maharaji, when I was in Maharaji's ashram, I used to pray for people to come into his ashram and to receive from him what I received from him in their own unique way. Let everyone come and be loved by him and love him and find out what's inside themselves. I can't imagine discouraging anyone or holding over their head that it's maybe wrong. I see it as not a good thing. Well, you know, people used to say to me, hold on, Ken, when I would come to the park and people knew me, you're crazy to go sit at his feet. What is that? Why are you going there? You know? And I just said, I've never had anything like this in my life. And for me, it was the beauty of my life. And for me, it was the beauty that would emerge into our friendship and into our relationships and into our family. Because he was showing me what it really is within myself. So I don't quite understand, although I, like I said, I could put a lot to it. I could say, well, it's because of jealousy. It's because of, you know, they want that attention. I could say all kinds of things, but I don't know what it is, so I'm not going to go there. But I could name maybe 100 things or 5 what it could be. But I can't imagine discouraging anyone.
Discouraging, sorry, Guruji, can you clarify that, please? In what way, sorry?
Well, you have said we can still be friends. To me, no, wait a minute. To me.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yes. Yeah. You are.
Yeah. Older, your ears get bigger and your nose gets bigger. I believe that's.
Yeah.
My body does, anyhow.
Yeah.
I'm listening to what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did say to her that we can still be friends because I remember you saying before that, you know, with President Trump at one point, people were very polarized and people who didn't accept him stopped being friends with each other. And I've never felt like that before, but today it felt like it jibed a little bit, actually, when she said she didn't resonate with you.
Well, why does she have to resonate with me? I don't even know her.
I know, I know.
So you could ask her, what does it really mean that you don't resonate with Shanti Ma? What does that mean? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. She's not here in satsang. Why should it matter?
No, no, no. It's not about that, actually. It's about how I felt like I was caught by that, actually, that, you know, someone not because I love you so much when, and then I've got these friends who are not in the same kind of like way of thinking. And I find it difficult to have conversations with them when I bring up, you know, you in the conversation and then it grates them a little bit. And then that becomes a bit of
grating. Them a little bit. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. And in it's interesting because as you move along this way, mm-hmm. you will drop friends and you will mm-hmm. pick up new friends and mm-hmm. you will keep old friends for a very long time.
Mm.
Really just a matter of who you want to associate with. And maybe you want to associate with this lady. That would be fine. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, friends. Why does your friends have to resonate with Shantimar? Mm-hmm. Don't try to talk him into it because it never works.
Oh no, no, no. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, no, that's it. No, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it would be nice to know how to say to friends that you don't want to associate with anymore. You know, when you don't take their calls or don't contact them, and then they suddenly say, "Oh, how come you don't contact me anymore? Is it because have I done something? How do I say that actually I want to drop you off?"
Well, go out and have a coffee with them and see if you can't strike it up in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
If you love them, if you want to mm-hmm. be their company, if you don't, then just let it drift away mm-hmm. like in the night. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You can't imagine how many people come and go from.
I'm sure.
Yeah. People yeah. walk in and out of my heart all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just, you know, let Ramana Maharishi, let come what comes, let go what goes.
And see what remains. Yeah.
Yes. Discover mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. What is it that always remains throughout mm-hmm. all these years and all these mm-hmm. and this body, you know, morphing mm-hmm. constantly and time seemingly passing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Guruji. Namaste.
Natalia. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. Are you good?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't know what you're thanking me for, that you're good, but all the better.
No, we had to talk about my father.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in TDS, and I was a bit hesitant to call him, but I did. And we had a very good talk. No claims from his side, what I was fearing. And at the end, I said to him, for the first time, that I love him. And it was kind of so easy and natural.
Well, it should be actual. That's why it's easy.
Yes.
So I would put out a warning sign. Don't expect anything from him. He is not going to be the way you want him to be. He's mm-hmm. going to be as he is. Now, that neutral love, which encompasses everything, liked or not liked, expected or unexpected, disappointing or glorious, mm-hmm. remain there. Life is, I don't want to say it becomes because it's always the way it is, but life has a very specific entry into wisdom governing your every breath. When you will remain, that neutral space is not boring. It's another, I think, one of Jesus's teachings, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Hmm. And I always add something to Jesus's teachings, whoops. And that is, do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. So it might have been a full circle in the beginning, and a lot of editing has gone on in those great scriptures over time. Love him. Openly and neutrally, just as he is.
Yeah, that was, I wanted to say also that if it would have gone otherwise, if we wouldn't have had a good talk, I would have said the same to him.
That's your maturity. We mature in spirituality. There's a lot of nutrition in willing to see things in a different way, in a way that benefits you, benefits other, whether they like it or not, whether they know it or not, doesn't matter. Natalia, one day you'll say, when these little things come up, you'll say, you know, that's a mantra. Is a mantra.
It's a good mantra.
Yeah, it's one of Kachabhava's mantras. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. This means do away with it. Do away with it. Means do away with it.
But it's not the mantra he wanted to.
It is.
Okay.
And you can say Om Phut Swaha. You can put the PH there if you want. Om Phut Swaha, Om Phut Swaha, Om Phut. Not foot like the foot, but away with it. Do away with it. Do away with it. Now, he thought that the world was a mess in the late 1800s. I think he saw in the future a bit. But it's an opportunity for everyone, you know, in the middle of the mess, in the middle of the drama, where are you? Truly, where are you? And when you are in the familiar place of peace, which is bliss, it's not at all boring. It holds everything in its let's say spaciousness, in its neutrality. I'm going to use the word in its openness. I don't like the word openness. I think it's overused, but we do go ahead and use it once in a while. But your heart is taking over. I'm also not fond of the word becoming, because what we discover is always true and always has been and always shall be. So what we do is strip away, strip away, strip away, strip away all misunderstanding, all projections, all hatred, all neediness, all jealousy, because it's all useless ignorance. That's what it is.
And also the feeling responsible for others' lives somehow falls away from me, and he has his life, and
And
he's.
I would imagine, and I'm guessing, but I'm going to ask you in my guess, that you care for him. Is that true or not?
Yes.
And you would want the best for him. Is that true or not? Well, just the communication ethers are getting very thin. We can communicate very clearly, particularly when we don't think so much about drama. We can communicate very well through the ethers now just by our clear thought, projecting, another way of projecting. our clear, loving awareness. And it hits the spot more efficiently, in my experience, than it ever has before. Thank Pour you. Your heart into everyone. Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Nice scarf you got on there.
Nice.
Huh? Okay. I'm going to go on. Namaste.
Namaste.
Ms. Tara.
Hey, namaste, Guruji.
Hey, Tara.
Yeah, I'm in a little hut in Lapland.
What is that? You're in a little hut?
In a little hut in Finland, in Lapland, okay. In the darkness, yeah.
Did you say Lapland?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where is Lapland?
Finland.
In Finland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With what the Northern Lights. Yeah, it's a part of education. It's the listening to the silence and stillness.
So in part of education?
The osteopathy.
The who?
The osteopathy. For the osteopathy. For my practice, I have to.
I've been asking you and suggesting this to you and telling you and pushing you and pulling you to get into that for a very long time. I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you. Yeah. I'm very happy that you're engaged in what needs to be engaged in. It's really, really important.
Yes. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes. And it's easy, more and more easy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had, after leaving Terra di Saccia, I had some circumstances. And Ganesha was next to me, helping me, and some angels. And it followed me to the airport, and also I went into the airplane, and the airplane made some weird noises. Wow, 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 wow. Nobody was
uncomfortable. Yes.
Nobody was reacting, and after a while, because everybody was sitting, and then I was screaming through the plane. I said, "What is this noise?" And the stewardess, she said, "Yeah, it's the hydraulic system from the wheel." I said, "Okay." And then we moved into the air, and I just did my prayer, because I was holding my inner peace, but I was irritated, and I was just doing my prayer, and then I felt so much love, and so much what you sometimes mentioned. It doesn't matter if somebody sees, hears, or feel it. It's just a joy to feel it myself.
Absolutely.
And when I've
been on an airplane, we hit some turbulence. And it was a small plane that I was on. I mean, from state to state, something, maybe even from city to city, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. And the business people just kept reading their newspaper. And I said, "Okay, good. Thank you. You've shown me how to be on an airplane." And I just sat back and was good. Mm-hmm. And by the way, peace doesn't belong to you. It's within you, but it doesn't belong to you. When, you know, one, Michael said at one satsang, I'm not going to ever forget it, that he was a bit astonished because a scientist had told him to close his eyes, or had said this, I don't know if it was to him directly, but close your eyes. and be present. I'm not sure those are the exact words. But you're not going to find anybody there that is personal or isolated or separate. Everything that is inseparably there, without name, without form, without concern, without drama, in an extraordinary, what I could call, reluctantly, but I will, love, fearlessly, truly. So that peace, when you touch upon that peace and you enter that peace, the whole cosmos is inside that peace. And what is beyond the cosmos is within that peace. So it's not personal. It is your personal experience in a sense that you will either enter that place or not. But that's where the personal ends. And that's wonderful. That's like when you chant the Gayatri Mantra, you're joining millions of people, no matter what time of day or night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that somebody has talked you into going into the darkness and being quiet.
I have good friends. They took me here.
Good. It's really good. Really,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel if you were talking about the cosmic, because it's so dark and so silent here and clear, it's like it's coming into myself or into my being.
Yeah,
and
it's a good
and, yes and my persona has this experience from my, but it's not that I'm hunting for it.
Well, don't hunt for it, because persona means mask.
I'm receiving the starlight, the northern lights, the good stillness, and this magic in it, or this language in it. It has a different language, and I'm
a different language.
Yeah, so I'm so bored by my own words.
Yeah, well, don't get bored by anything. It's all God's realm.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't put one thing up and another thing down. See them all as, well, I don't know. I don't really want to guide you there. I want you to see for yourself. Better that you see for yourself.
Yes.
Everything doesn't have a word to go with it. And your experience right now is really important. Let it govern you. I would say that. Let it govern the rest of your life. Because whatever you find in the time that you're there is always within you. And in Chan, they say it's very important to take retreat, but it's not important, but it's very important, excuse me, it's very important not to depend on retreat. You take what you find in retreat, you can carry into the marketplace. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. Satsang's over. Namaste, everyone. Not really over, but for this Sunday, complete. Going to India soon. Antisa has an announcement to make after the wonderful chanting of Ellen. I appreciate everyone who comes and chants for us. and gives us that that moment together where we prepare for satsang and where we complete our satsang. Mm-hmm. So I would like to listen to Ellen again, if she's willing to chant for us. Okay. I'm going to look through the gallery and see.
Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Yamuna ki jai jai Ganga ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Kailash ki shakti Shiva Shankara ki jai jai Om Namah Shivaya Namah Shivaya 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 Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Thank you. May I get Zahara on for a moment? Ellen just reminded me of something.
Shanti Mai?
Zahara. You take those young men and give them a bath in the Ganges. They have to take a dip. They cannot leave India without taking a dip in the Ganges.
Surely. Zane already has.
Huh?
Zane already has. Tomas did not yet.
Well, you take Tomas by the ear and take him down to the Ganges. Yeah. We'll, he can't leave without it. Otherwise, get a bucket of Ganga and tell him to stand still for a minute. No, he needs to go in. Okay, I'm going to go so that Antisa can give the announcement about the for the people who are going to India. Namaste, everyone. God bless.
Hello, all. Just a quick note to check your emails. An email has gone out today about a WhatsApp community for Sangha to help you organize your rides for those of you who would like to share with others to get on a thread if you will participate in Seva either before or afterward and to be in the community for any other relevant announcements. And there will be more information that is shared there. So for those of you who are going to India, please do check your email and there is a link for you to join. It's very easy. And of course, email the tech team if you have any questions. But if you have WhatsApp, it is very straightforward. Just want to be sure that you don't miss that email. Check your spam. And if you didn't get it, send us an email and we'll make sure that it gets forwarded to you. That's it from me. And I hope that you all have a wonderful day or evening. Or morning, wherever you are in the planet, and we'll see you soon in Lakshmanjula. Namaste.